Hello, and welcome to Sit Back and Listen. I love reading books to kids, so that's mainly what we'll be doing here, but that may change over time. If you happen to have the book we are reading today, feel free to go grab it and read along. This is Pinkalicious and the Babysitter.
I can't see.
By Victoria Kahn.
I can't.
It was a big day at our house. Mommy and Daddy were going out. Peter and I were staying home with our babysitter, Maya. Do you have to go? Peter asked Mommy and Daddy. Yes, Daddy said. But we'll be back, said Mommy. Peter looked anxious. It's okay, Peter, I said. You were too little to remember, but Maya is lots of fun. She loves to play games. Sometimes she even makes hot chocolate. Hot chocolate? Yum, said Peter. After Maya arrived, we gave Mommy and Daddy goodbye hugs. Peter squeezed them extra tight. I could tell he was still worried. What can we play? I asked Maya. Hide and go pink. Pinkopoly? How about roll the pink dice? Said Maya. I'll show you how to play. Maya drew rows of squares on a big piece of paper. She placed some dice on the table. Pinkalicious, you go first, she said. I rolled a 5. Move 5 spaces while balancing on one leg, like a pink flamingo, said Maya. Peter and I giggled. Next, it was Peter's turn. He rolled a 2. You can move 2 squares after you do 2 somersaults, Maya said. Peter tucked his head and rolled right onto his stuffed bear. It was too funny. Now it's my turn, said Maya. She tossed the dice. 6, she said. What's my task? Peter and I looked at each other. Meow like a kitten, said Peter. While twirling, I said. And sing Old Pink Donald. Oh my, said Maya. She twirled and meowed, then sang. We all fell over laughing. So funny. Soon it was time for lunch. What are we having? Asked Peter. Peas and fish sticks, said Maya. Peter and I made a yucky face. No peas, if you please, I said. Let's play a new game, said Maya. This one's called Eat Your Peas. Every time you say a word with the letter P in it, you have to take a bite.
Oh, yeah, I love peas.
I've never played before, I said. You said play, Maya said, laughing. Take a bite. Oops, I said, then ate a spoonful. Your turn, Peter, I said. You said Peter. That starts with P, he said. I took another bite. This game was hard. Our peas were gone in no time. Maya made us hot chocolate as a treat for clearing our plates. She even added pink marshmallows. I got to use Mommy's favorite mug. I had painted it for her in art class. Refills? Asked Maya. Yay! Peter cheered. But I want Mommy's mug this time. Peter tried to take the mug from me, but it slipped. Oh! Peter gasped.
What is gasped?
Means to take a breath in. The mug fell to the ground and broke. Mommy's mug, Peter said. He started to cry. Maya picked up the broken pieces. Accidents happen, she said. Your mom will understand. Peter cried harder. I looked at the broken pieces. They were still very pretty. It's okay. I have an idea, I said.
still very buddy.
We'll make a mosaic, I said. I learned how to make them in art class. Peter stopped crying. What's a mosaic? He asked.
What's a mosaic, Mom?
Well, the word first of all is mosaic. Peter just said it wrong.
What's a mosaic?
It's when you make art out of pieces of things. So they're going to use the pieces of the mug to make art.
But what about that part? Aren't they going to use that part? I don't see anything on here.
Look closely. It's all broken pieces of the mug.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me read the page. I'll show you, I said. I grabbed some glue and cardboard. We arranged the broken pieces. Be careful of the sharp edges, I said. Just in time. Your parents are home, said Maya. What's this? Mommy asked. I'm sorry. I broke your mug, Peter said. But we turned it into art. I love it, Mommy said. It's art with heart, Daddy said. A big heart, I said proudly. Mommy gave me a hug, just like yours, she said.
The end.
It is the end. You gonna close it? Okay. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
See you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.